This is not a X-rated album. It is for everything human that's moving. This album is not approved by the NAACP, Urban League, Businessmen's Club, or jive-ass black preachers, and not the middle-class Negro who gave up the fight the day he got $10 more and moved into his big house on the fucking hill where the white man used to live and fart, and he's paying double notes and double rent in his house and his apartment, and he thinks he's doing something. Now, this album ain't for that motherfucker. This album is for the poor black motherfucker living in the goddamn ghetto. Yeah, that's right. Because you and I know that the black brother living in a ghetto understands black dick. He knows that black dick started every revolution in America. Now, thanks to the hustlers, I want to thank the hustlers for showing the way, for displaying their black dicks every day. And even now, the black hustler knows that when he goes out to fuck, he's not fucking for joy anymore. He's fucking with the new change. He's fucking for status as a free man. Yeah, right on. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Good evening, my fellow whites. We have given the social and political responsibility of the black dick to the white scientist. It all comes down to this. Can a scientist and his work be given a complete responsibility of stopping this dangerous weapon? Can he succeed in a time when Vietnam and poverty significantly share two of the nation's most urgent needs? How many more millions will be spent to stop this cancer? The pure white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, my voters, want to know if our future means black domination and our strong black infiltration. All of us are equally prone to mistakes. This, in fact, is the justification of a democracy. But when you let a motherfucking black dick get this far, that it can dare to run for my office, it is high time we quickly eliminate this cancer. And God help our white daughters. God help our wives. Vote against this hard, long, hot, sweet, passionate weapon. And keep our women for ourselves and a black man in his place. The next day, the president talked again. And he said, many of us are the victims of a sinister biological double cross. Our ancestors thought freedom for blacks would keep peace for us whites and stop the inevitable progress of black leadership. It is one of life's great ironies that the defense system which protects us against invading orgasms and over-sexual desires cannot stop black dicks. Our scientists and researchers are busy 24 hours a day working they fucking asses off trying to come up with the motherfucking answer. But do not fail our party, be you Democrat or Republican. We have had experimental fucking black gals ourselves, you know, and enjoyed them. But we overlooked the rumor that black dick will be dangerous in the 70s. Dangerous to the defense of our country and to the morals and morality of our pure white women. And had we known that black dick in the end would set a chain reaction to the black man's mind and cause the heart and blood filters of the kidney to destroy his fear tissue, to have no more fear of us as being white, and uplift and develop his chemical cells into a beautiful black is beautiful concept, had we known, we would have cut off his dick a long time ago and felt no pain for giving him justice and freedom, which is one thing, but that dangerous weapon is another. We didn't know that we would become a destructive force against ignorance. We didn't know this. Now, the more he fucked and the more he sucked, the more power he absorbed. We were too busy ourselves becoming freakish. But now we must stop the black dick party. And our women must not be lured with temptation by the candy sweet taste of his black dick. We had our chances once. And now Black Dick wants to become equal. God forbid if he becomes what I am, your president. This has been a paid American announcement for the elimination of Black Dick. The most wanted fugitive on the FBI list ain't Angela Davis, the Black Panthers, the Ghetto Black, or the New Black Agitators. It is the black who knows the white lying motherfucking FBI's Hoover ain't really interested in civil rights. He is more interested in the most wanted criminal that must be stopped, Black Dick. And the Southern crackers, the Northern judges, members of Congress and Senate, House of Representatives, the philanthropic white businessmen, and the middle-class white businessman know that as long as you sing We Shall Overcome and do a little burn, baby, burn during the long, hot summer, he can smash you over the head, put you in jail, and give you a little bail, have a little short trial, and get some sympathy from the liberal whites. He'll go along with all of this because he still rules supreme over all of the judicial proceedings and the legislation and the political future of our nation. But deep, deep down in his heart, we know he fears the day will come when he finds out that he can't stop Black Dick. And that you know Black Dick means freedom, power. And that God gave you a gift for your troubled years. When the white man sees you using your black dick and singing and dancing and talking shit, he knows it's a disguise and that you awaken to intelligence. That old blue-eyed devil runs and gets his education shit together and makes another great sacrifice and gives you a minority loan, a few jobs, an admiral, a general, a couple of colonels, and a few training courses. But if you want it all, you better come with us, brothers, for this is the new Black Dick Party. Will change your life. Vote for Black Dick. Black Dick for president. We want Black Dick. We want Black Dick. We want Black Dick. That long, hard, funky, hot, juicy, sweet-tasting motherfucking Black Dick. Down with the Democrats. Down with the Republicans. Later for the NAACP. Government minority loans. Down. Down with their bones. Down with the jive-ass shit they give you a few little free deals. We want a party that can fuck. That can suck. Shuck. And shape our nation into liberty and justice for all. Register. Register today. Donate your time. If you're a sister, donate your pussy. Sell it if need be. Tempt them because you lost it yesterday. You were out of touch going nowhere. Fucking the motherfucking whiteys for nothing. Now they'll join us because they join whatever is the greatest. They'll join our freedom power. Now whitey goes out with what's happening in the end. That's right, he goes along with it. Now hear me for God's sakes. Come next Friday, I want you to vote. Vote Black Dick ticket. Broke Black Dick for president. Yes. Can the church say amen? Yes. Now the Black Dick Party stands for respect. Better jobs, better housing, freedom for all. Black Dick is a new America. And a new America is the black man. Slavery robbed the Negro man of his masculinity, chained his most gifted weapon, his most precious respect, his black hard, enjoyable, good-tasting, long-lasting, strong, reproductive sperm, proving to the white man that the just of God's mysterious ways never leave the poor in blackness and shortness of meat. You can't starve a black dick. Its power is nutritious and delicious. This motherfucking story ain't for jive-ass middle-class fucking white people. It ain't for jive-ass black motherfuckers who profess to be black inside and on. It is for the people who know that facts are facts. And people who believe in telling it like it is. It is the only way black people can fuse themselves from that bad fuse that's been electrocuting him for years. To tell this shit like it is. To get down to earth. To make the right on and right off that old shit into something new. Now this much I do know. I know we can fuck. Our black dicks are long, hot, bad, and sweet. Our fucking is full of rhythm and rhyme. It has a melody. And it lingers on long after the thrill is gone. It sings a song itself into the hot body. It takes away the pain of a hot day. It takes away the grief of a week. It makes a weekend a vacation we never had. It don't make no difference if you've had a M.A., B.A., Ph.D., or B.S. If you're black and a Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, if you got your B.F.D., your bad motherfucking black dick, you have had it since you've been born. If you got that, you got the greatest gift that God could ever give you. That is the greatest degree that God has ever given you. And you'll be proud of it. Your BFD, big fucking dick. And that's the only degree that's going to set you free. Your big, bad, black fucking dick. And we also dedicate these albums to black entertainers. That's right. Because they got the black dicks that made it. Every time they sing, the white man, he don't hear their singing. He sees their black dick penetrating and moving intricately up and down and through and in the middle and gives off a pent-up, sanctified, sanctimoniously feeling. And he sits back there with his hypocritical self telling his wife, ain't that cool, baby, jive-ass motherfucker? That's right. If you don't know how to say motherfucker, you will never be a star. You will never be made. But when you can say motherfucker, eat your greens and chicken, and go on the other side of town and talk your shit, walk with those white folks and not lose black dick, then you'll be a man, my son. Now, black dick, what about this cum? Black cum. Now, it is also known that black dick can shoot cum for 22 seconds. This is caused by mental coolness dedicated to giving pleasure and has a heat-insulating inside meat layer in the dick. Now, this hot, running cum cannot get overexposure because as an added attraction, the black man with his woolly, thick hair meets the cunt head-on, the pussy, straight on and weaves like a lock around the cunt, gripping the clitoris, or the whatever you want to call that little man in the boat, you know. Making the virgin cry and the bitchy whore happy. This enables black dick to maneuver his ass without slipping an inch off the pointed head of his weapon. That's why he can come so fast. Now, the top of black dick somewhat resembles a pine cone resting on the old oak tree top. And when it's hard, the structure of his dick is like a porcupine. Sticking and jabbing, hurting and fucking, it's pricking the happiness. In this way, black dick can position himself for real action. Now, there's no doubt that the titus, that's the balls, the glands, is a hereditary gift from his native Africa. Black balls produce active vigor, extra spasmatic gentic function, causing the black ass to move faster, tightens the cheeks. And this reaction moves up into the spine and puts a hunch into your back. And you can get the best position like a jockey in the saddle. And the motherfucking ride starts up and down, left and right, hitting all sides of the cunt, the pussy, never getting tired. Just floating black dick and balls like a ship at sea. Now you're riding, putting the left tit on the forehead, and pure sucking and fucking goes on. Now, black dick's most distinguished feature is to analyze. It's like a mind, and perfect, because it has all emotional and sexual longings, an excessive way of doing things, from them over-excessive sexual bitches, especially them never-satisfied white ones. And no matter how small or large the pussy, black dick with desire to fuck can stretch into the deepest hole or slim it down to accommodate the smallest virgin. How so? Well, it is the juice of the cum. It's not like white cum. No, it ain't like white cum. Black cum is juicy, has a double-colored look, bluish-gray. And the cum passes through the cell that catalyzes a reaction of madness from black dick. Now, it is generally believed that the hook cell to the left of Black Dick knows a friendly pussy from a hostile pussy. In the case of bad pussy, Black Dick does the job especially good, too. If it's for money to feed his family, it gets harder. The main job of Black Dick is to pull that man out of the boat. The clitoris, the clitoris, whatever you want to call that motherfucker, that little thing that sticks up, and take it on home. Now let's talk about venereal disease. White man's always talking about how his children's fucked up with syphilis and all that. Black Dick has only 1% venereal disease. God made Black Dick immune to bad pussy by a simple process, if he can find it. By washing his dick with pure well water from a black well, no soap, Black Dick never gets a venereal disease. And this well water is holy blessed because the slaves had to draw so much water at the well and became tired, they just laid there and prayed to God for help for relief of pain. And that's why when a black man uses well water, it purifies, sanctifies, and holy his dick. Can I get the church to say amen? Amen. Now this mystic truth passed from generation to generation. And this motherfucking white man knows our secret. That well water can strengthen the dick. He knows this, and he knows that it can cause you to have a new intellect, a new outlook on life, because it keeps your dick hard. He knows that if your dick is hard, you can think better. You'll be smarter. You'll be ready. You'll be right on. You'll join the system. You'll become a capitalist. You'll want some money. You want everything you need. He knows that you'll then become a man, an American, with a dangerous weapon. And the white man knows this and is trying to steal and seal up all the wells in the South. That's why he wants you to leave the South. He wants you to migrate to the North where you ain't got no fucking well water. Now, when the black man can realize that his dick is his ultimate political, social, and economical answer, he won't have to wait another fucking 400 years to be free. Yeah. Yeah. Give me black souls. Let them be black or chocolate brown or make the color of dust the same as my face, dust-like color, browner than sand. But oh God, if you can't make my dick any stronger than what it is, any hotter than what it is, oh God, I pray to thee, take away the drinking fountains, take away the freedom, take away the right to go to school with white folks, take away the right to live in their neighborhood, take away the right to walk with them. But Lord, Lord, I pray, keep my dick black and strong.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody likes a black dick. People want to know how black dick came about. It's with complete and full cooperation that we bring you this album. Knowing the world is full of problems, social, economical, and religious. Now, I would like to do my part by being a liberal motherfucker and uplift the millions of Americans that are against the black man. And I can understand the whitey's viewpoint. How complicated it is and what a complex he has when it comes to black dick. It ain't easy. It just ain't easy to face the situation about the black man, politically, socially, or what have you. But that is not the real problem. The real problem ain't the black man's civil rights. The real problem is that if a black man has the right to use that black dick with them white bitches, that is what he is worried about. He's not worried about so much about you voting in Mississippi. He'll let a few you motherfuckers vote. Give you a few drinking fountains. Let you march up and down shouting, "We shall overcome." But when you come over one of those white bitches, he is ready to string your ass from a motherfucking pole. He don't want to hear no shit like that. Oh, no. Now, the problem in America today is the problem with black dick. And he's saying, what shall we do with this black dick? How shall we approach the problem of black dick? That long, hard, mean, bad, motherfucking black dick. We'd like to dedicate this album
to the students of human biology. For those gathering of the data, motherfucker, who comes to conclusions that psychological and all that off-the-wall shit. To those great scientific motherfuckers, them theory motherfuckers who sit back and use up the money to study black characteristics, which is, in other words, Black Peter, Black Dick. It ain't hard to understand that shit. And I've done my researching. Do you want to know where I got my material from? You're talking and you're listening to Black Dick himself.